Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay. Today was the day. Today
you know,
was.
He's getting ready to print his money all over again because the Olympics is coming next year and you're going to have him in the Winter Olympics. Oh, NBC.
Oh, yeah.
NBC's going to bring that show
and Super
back
Bowl. Now. They got the Super Bowl this year, too?
I think so, but I mean, he's getting ready for the Olympics, man.
Yeah.
Remember what a show he was over in Paris?
He is the one. There is no replacing that person. It's like Shaq. You can't get another Shaq. You can't get another Snoop. There's certain people who are one-off, and that's it. Anyway, did you get this album when it came out? Did you get Doggy Style? Remember the year it was released?
I don't remember the year.
93. And it was the Billboard Album of the Year. And as Snoop likes to say, he's been nominated, I think he said, for 20 Grammys.
Yep.
He not won one. But he got 44 dudes he put in the NFL.
Yeah.
From his league. Little league. Right? So, he got four, including the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. Or is he hurt right now? CJ okay? All right, just checking. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9.
It's the top of the hour.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning.
Uh-oh.
We missed one last hour.
Yikes.
Because I got an extra one here.
No.
We didn't do one for the 8 o'clock hour because we had Charles on. Arbuckle.
Why do we do that? Okay.
So we didn't do. So 8 o'clock was going to be Duluth.
Okay. We can say hey to Duluth now.
Hey, Duluth.
How y'all doing, Duluth?
How y'all up 85 there?
The Wildcats.
Yeah.
There we go.
And this hour, Redan.
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 The Raiders.
Redan Raiders.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
So this hour dedicated to Redan. Mm-hmm. I buried the lead that last segment we were doing. We were talking. About Drew Brees and all of that, who he had on his Mount Rushmore. And I said, he said Doug Flutie. Today was the day of the famous Flutie to Phelan pass.
Boston College
mm-hmm. beat Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I was thinking about that when we talked about Doug Flutie. But yeah.
You also beared the other league, right?
Sorry?
Drew Brees is your announcer today for America's Game of the Week.
Is he really?
Yes, because that's how my life works.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't even know how to flip that to make you feel better. I really. You want to put us some more Miley Cyrus? Go ahead. And also, today was the day. Now, this is for Sam only.
What was that? Well,
nobody
for
else
me,
is going to get
that
it because you're the only one that would get this.
You think I get it?
I don't know if you get it, but you'd be the only one that would get it. Today was the day. The 31st Heisman was awarded. Of course, you wouldn't know what that was, but it was 65, and it went to a West Coast running back.
65.
Yes.
Garrett.
I told you you'd get it. Did I say he would get it?
No.
Yeah, man. You got it. Mike Garrett.
Mike Garrett. Okay. All right.
Now, was he the first of the running
first,
back?
First you, of the
running
back
you?
The running, first of the Heismans from Southern Cal. If you go to their athletic center, you'll see them all lined up there.
Heisman U.
All of the ones or, that they
yeah.
won.
Yeah, Heisman U. Running back U.
Running back. Well, they got the Heismans. I guess they put OJ's back. I don't know. They probably kept his because the school gets one. The person gets one. The school one would still be there because they took his away.
Right.
Somebody auctioned it off of Mel.
Have you noticed that you see all these replays, especially yesterday when the USC was playing, whoever it was they played, I forgot, Oregon. And they kept showing that. And every piece of footage I have seen, because that's what they usually talk about when it's USC, right? Tailback U.
Yeah.
And they show the litany of running backs. But, man, they went back and edited that thing because O.J. is nowhere to be seen. It's like the history of Michigan sports and the Fab Five are nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that they were there.
Yeah. They put in more Marcus Allen clips.
I didn't notice they put more. I see.
More Marcus Allen. But I'm just saying, a lot of schools like to say they're tailback you, but they got the hardware.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. They. If you walk into their athletic complex, the Heisman Trophy is just sitting there waiting for you.
I find that unusual in that you would think, okay, so you would think that would be a Big Ten where they have to run the ball all the time. Now, mind you, the only two-time Heisman Trophy winner did come from Big Ten. It came from Ohio State.
Yeah.
But tailback U being associated with a West Coast team.
And a different kind of run.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just.
I mean, they run between the tackles. There was, you know, always said the play at Southern Cal was student body left, student body right. You mm-hmm. went, you went around, you went, you know, went around the edge. You had a running back that could do that. Well, the Big Ten guys like to. Between the tackles.
Right up there.
Yeah.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's stay in the college football vein because I did want to ask you something. We didn't get a chance to talk to Charles about this. And we did talk coaching, but this situation going on right now with Lane Kiffin and where he may land and the schools that are available. And I think the two that most people have been discussing have been Florida and LSU. LSU now seems to be the school that's going to really make a push for him. And they've said, we're not going to be outbid by anybody, so on and so forth. So they figure if he's going to go anywhere, it's going to be LSU. What do you get guaranteed with Lane Kiffin? If you can we articulate that? You got
a coach who's going to attract a certain type of player, especially if you got a quarterback that wants to do something, you know, what he's known for doing, he has a reputation for.
What is it about Lane? Like, there's some coaches you can say they're defensive minded, offensive minded.
To me, more of an offensive minded guy, but also where he's been. You know, he comes from a family. He's been with Saban. He's been around success and winning. There was that thing with
Tennessee.
Yeah, there was that thing that he's had to live down, but he's already in the conference. And I think that's the thing about him is they're not having to bring, you know. Auburn has tried to bring people from outside the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is somebody who's currently active in the conference. That's huge. It's just like anybody else. Somebody want to hire somebody that somebody else, you know, they want somebody that's hot, that's got something happening. But here's the thing you watch for, because people are anticipating some decision being made by the end of this week. You know, what happens with the college football playoff? Because if he leaves, what does that do to Ole Miss as far as
right.
the playoff?
And
that's the other shoe that drops in this case, because if that's the case, you know, how does that team play? Or do they say, you know what, if he's not going to be there, these guys' heads are not going to be into playing this thing.
Well, see, it's
well.
Funny you say that.
You know what I mean?
Nick Saban.
Will that impact that?
Yeah, well, because to that point exactly, Nick Saban gave, even though he's not coaching anymore, he
right.
acted like he still was and that he's still the grand poobah and went out and chastised everybody or the sport for doing exactly what you alluded to could possibly happen. If he takes this job, then the kids are not. So his whole preach was about nobody's thinking about the kids.
Right.
Which, on one hand, is, okay, yeah, you're right. If he takes this job and he can move around. But then there are kids who don't take the program into consideration when it comes to what they're going to do next, too. Everybody is looking out for number one.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Right.
But yet people want to instill these, well, it should be this, and it should be.
Well, they can't what? Do that now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They say it out loud in public,
right.
and
yeah.
but we all, there's too much information leading us to know yeah. that, no, they just. So it's really a crapshoot as to who can be successful in this Wild West sort of situation we got here. There's going to be.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people would love to get Clark Lee to leave Vanderbilt. He's a Vanderbilt guy. You know, if he can do what he's done where he's at, imagine what he can do at a place that's really got the funds thrown out there for football. But it seems all the thing he says, I don't know how much money they would have to wave under his nose to get him to leave Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what he's done there, what he's created, and the thing of it is, can he keep it up without Pavia? This quarterback's got to be done. They've given him about 11 years of eligibility here, so he's got to go after this season. So my thing is, if coach was going to split, this is the time to split. You don't know if you can bring another quarterback in that can run that offense the way this guy's done. So, but he says he's at Vanderbilt to stay. He's got him doing all kind of stuff, building new breaking ground on new facilities up there for Vanderbilt, stuff they've never done.
Right.
You know, for football up there, he's getting them to do. But he's an alum, and so that's a different deal. But you know, that's the whole thing. You got other openings. You got Arkansas that's open. What are you going to do there? You got Petrino.
Is he 0-6 or 0-7?
You know what I mean? He's there. Florida, you know.
Well, let's not jump around. Let's stay here locally. Auburn. One of the names that we've been hearing, and everything that you just said about Vandy can be applied to Brent Key at Georgia Tech. Despite what happens as this season plays out. Yeah, they had the big loss yesterday, and next week isn't as big as it could have been. But either way, his name is still on the list of other people. But like you said,
He's an alum. So. And he's come in and gotten some excitement, gotten a coaching staff, and he's got local folks wanting to get local kids wanting to play at Tech. Now, that was such a tough thing to get, the kids who want to come and be a part of Tech. And, like, the way things have tailed off with the team the last few weeks, they struggle. They get by BC. They end up getting behind last night, and they caught up with them.
Right.
And there's still excitement for this game coming up Friday.
Let me ask you this. How much did the – and this is rare – because we talk about college towns, but we rarely talk about cities. We talk about L.A. with USC and UCLA.
They were the only game in town
that
for a number of years.
That
right?
was it.
Until they brought the NFL
but
back.
Now you're talking about keeping a coach who's an alum at a school in a big city, well, a good-sized city like Nashville, and you're talking about Brent Key staying in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We talk about the difference in the type of players that want to play in Athens versus in the city of Atlanta, and I would imagine the same thing's in play in Tennessee.
I don't think so.
No. I'm saying they would want to play in Nashville.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you can get to Tennessee, that's one thing.
Vanderbilt's never been the kind of winner. Tech has been a winner. They tailed off
it's
the last
It's been a minute
years.
Since when
well, no, but I mean, they have a tradition of winning. They have John Heisman coached there. They won national championships. Vanderbilt never done that.
Okay, but it's been 30 years since Georgia Tech football was relevant.
I'm just saying they have done it in the past.
Okay.
Vanderbilt has not. So that's the difference.
I'm just saying, in the colleges that have been located in the bigger cities of that particular state, is I think in play now.
In some cases,
meaning there's just people who like that city
well,
vibe.
You have the right person here.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, and you're having success, and you're actively recruiting them. Previous coaches were not recruiting locally the way that Key is. And Key has hired some former very successful state championship high school coaches that are in the mix at Georgia Tech. It's about relationships.
It's also,
it really is as far as that goes.
I just think that now Vandy and Georgia Tech and other schools that have been also RANs in their states, if they're in the city or near a big city, use that now as a draw, whereas in years past, maybe not so much.
And you know the other thing that has happened that makes it easy for Vanderbilt, that Tennessee ain't been Tennessee.
Yeah.
Well, think about what you're saying there, because Tennessee, they haven't been that. And so, they're able to.
You got that going on coming to Atlanta. Ooh, Georgia Tech. By the way, we got the World Cup coming here next year. By the way, we got we got all these other bells and whistles in this city. It's just going to, like I said, the next few years as it plays out is going to be a fun watch.
The World Cup. All I can think about is they're paving roads and we got cars.
Oh, we got all kinds of craziness.
Nobody driving. I'm feeling around this town.
It's been a minute. Joe Patrick, who will be back on with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show with Andy Bunker. He's going to be joining us next, getting us set for Falcons and Saints. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay. And I saw the dude who, along with his wife, run the Atlanta voiceover studio because I did the casting call earlier. But I saw Mike Stout up there. It was like a Haverty's commercial. It wasn't his wife Heidi in the commercial with him.
Yeah.
Keep my head, something to say about that. But anyway, it is Mike Stout and Heidi Rowe. Those are professional people, you know, because when they use, they keep their last names for the other things.
You have to remember that.
The many things that they do away from married life. But I was talking earlier in the casting call about this being the holiday season. It may be slower than usual for jobs in front of the camera. So check out the jobs behind the camera. But I also hook you up with a couple folks as far as voiceovers from Bill Seller to, again, Heidi and Mike. And they have a brick. Listen, they both do different things, but Heidi and Mike, they take care of you. So I just want to give you a little shout out there for that. And hey, Heidi. Hey, Mike. Morning to you. I had some notes here and it just left me because I was going to bring Joe on here and I had a really good first question for Joe, but Joe's family too. So anyway, welcoming one half of the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg. Good morning, buddy.
What's up, guys? Hope you guys are having a good Sunday.
We are, man.
We're having a good time.
We've been dancing up here. We've been having fun. Do you know what our story of the week was? At least mine was. We had two retirees. And one you will know of. Did you hear the news this week that Nigel Talton retired? Do you know who Nigel Talton is?
I did not hear that, and I do not know who Nigel is.
Well, actually, you do. You just didn't know his real name. The original,
okay.
The Freeze from the Braves games.
Ah.
The original Freeze.
I immediately went British in my mind when I heard Nigel. I thought, which British actor is this?
No, this dude was part of the grounds crew, right? And then he became the Freeze, but he hung up his cleats this week. Right? No more sprinting out there. So that was big news around here. So we've been having some fun here this morning, Joe.
As part of the job interview for the Freeze, you get I assume you get put through a sprint of some sort, or you have to have some evidence that you're.
He ran track at Fort Valley State up there. Who else went to Fort Valley State?
Oh, Tyrone Poole.
Tyrone Poole, yeah. So he ran track. So, yeah, that's all you had to do was show him that, I guess. Anyway, that was all part of the festivities this morning. The point is we've been having lots of fun, and we've been waiting to talk to you and you know, what positivity can you bring to the Falcon fans listening right now as they get ready for this game against their arch rival?
Oh man, that's kind of a tough one because it's obviously been a ton of bad news for Falcons fans. I feel like this week has been kind of a reset in a lot of people's minds as to like, you know, where the franchise kind of goes from here after it gets thrown into such upheaval as it has after this injury of Michael Penix Jr. And kind of just kind of all, you know, it's kind of amazing just to think about, you know, all the plans that are put in place upon one person and that person being Michael Penix Jr. When he gets injured, you know, you really have to start thinking about all these different things. So, you know, good news on the field this week, at least you get Divine Diablo back and, you know, the Falcons defense was looking like one of the best in the NFL when Divine Diablo was on the field because of all the things that he can do and the ways that I think his presence allows other players on the defense to really attack and allows Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, to really use some of these guys, whether it's the two rookie first-rounders and James Pierce Jr., Jalen Walker, or Caden Ellis, and how much more you can do with him when Divine Diablo's on the field. So I guess if there's any good news or something to look forward to coming into this week, it is the return of Divine and just seeing how he's able to impact this team. And they certainly need a player like him against this Saints offense that has these weird pieces that they like to use, whether that's, you know, obviously Taysom Hill's kind of the main guy that you think about when you think about a weird Saints offense, but also guys like Juwan Johnson, who had a big week last week, the big tight end. At least it helps to have Divine Diablo in that defense to help track around some of these bigger bodies.
That's what we hope for today, folks. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Joe Patrick joining us here this morning, and he is social. Always find him at Joe Patrick, at Joe Patrick. Got the latest on Falcons that he keeps an eye on. Also the five stripes, too, time. But also we talking about things with this Falcons. This team, my goodness, Kirk Cousins taking over. He had a full week running with the ones, and it's a voice that many of them are familiar with hearing, those who were with him last season. What of that, you know, can be an advantage for him having watched from a different perspective? I asked him that question this week, the perspective that he's had watching this team and seeing how he can fit in and move things forward. What do you think of it?
Yeah, you know, I think that one of the things that Kirk brings is, you know, his experience in the league and the credibility that he has and the kind of authoritative voice that he has, both just in the huddle, obviously, and kind of getting guys organized, but also I think bringing that voice kind of to the building, so to speak, so like to the video room, to the offensive coordinator and play caller Zach Robinson, to kind of be able to say, like, when they're going through the game plan, okay, yeah, like I like this, I don't think this is going to work so much for us, and I do think that Kirk is a guy who's going to have input into like what he thinks is going to work. And it's not to say that I think that Michael Penix doesn't necessarily do that, but I just think it's natural when you're a younger player, you're more of in the mode of trying to be like, okay, like digesting the game plan, trying to perform the game plan as good as possible. But Kirk Cousins has been around for so long, I think he's better equipped to know what he's capable of and not capable of, and maybe what this offense and his teammates are capable of and not capable of, and being able to express some of those things. And so for that reason, I'm interested to see, Sam, if things look a little bit different with this offense and how it operates this week. You know, it was noticeable that when Kirk Cousins came into the game last week, first play he gets in the game, he is under center. And I think it was just a run play or something. But that's noticeable difference, where they have not been under center that much with Michael Penix. And they continue to be under center much more often during the rest of Kirk Cousins' stint in that game than they had been all season with Michael Penix as the quarterback. So those are the kinds of things I'm wondering if we see some tweaks that, you know, help fit Kirk Cousins and help maybe give this offense the best opportunity to score some points.
Joe Patrick once again joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He'll be on the Wait For Tailgate Show with our own Annie Bunker here coming up in a bit. I wanted to ask you if you are available. Sam and I are going to be doing Thursday and Friday this week. Thanksgiving. And before that next game that the Falcons have, I'd like to get, because this is what I think is going to happen. I'm going to go into this game today, and I'm going to count what I believe are going to be business decisions made by Kirk Cousins. And then we're going to count them up next week when we have you on here. Can we do that? You remember the movie 8 Men Out, where the two writers are up in the booth? Hey, something hinky's going on here. Okay, I want you to circle this player and that player, and then we'll compare notes at the end. I really do want to see if this guy is thinking about who he's going to play for next year and make a bunch of business decisions as this year plays out. And I don't care. I'm going to say it out loud. And this is where it would start, because you're going up against your rival who want to take you out more than any other team.
Yeah. But I guess here's the counter I would have for that, Greg, is that, like, like in some respect, like when I think of like a business decision, I think of, you know, a player who makes some sort of play where they don't want to take some sort of physical punishment on a given play. If I'm the Falcons, I want Kirk Cousins like getting rid of a football, you know, so he doesn't have to take a big hit or something, because they're already without one quarterback. You know, if they have to go to Easton Stick, things are, well, I don't know if people would say that that's going to be a whole lot worse or not, based on what we've seen from Kirk Cousins But I do think that they would want to, you know, the Falcons would have just as much of an interest in him preserving himself as Kirk Cousins might.
Yeah, but at some point he's going to get out of that. He's going to have to get out of the pocket. He's going to scramble.
No doubt.
I'm just saying there's going to be instances where you would have in years past seen a play attempted. Where this time
right.
you say, I'm going down. Y'all right. let me know when you hear the whistle. So just a thought of mine. But, again, this is another one of those games. In years past when the teams were good, it was hard to predict. I really don't know what to think going into this.
Oh, this one's a total crapshoot, it feels like. And it's crazy and, let's just say it, it's sad that the Falcons are 1.5-point underdogs going into this game against the, what are they, 2-8
yeah.
New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Actually, the spread's actually moved a little bit more towards New Orleans. I'm not seeing it at -2 for New Orleans. So it just kind of shows the state of the Falcons team right now. And, you know, they're just not a team that's shown a consistency to beat these types of teams. And so that kind of, again, goes to your point where it's like this team is just up and down. You never know what to expect from them. So, you know, who knows? Maybe Divine Diablo comes back into this game. And even though, you know, Falcons defense or Falcons offense could continue to struggle with Kirk Cousins, but, you know, the Falcons defense could put up a good game and it could be a bit of a, you know, defensive slog, but one that they can win. Who knows? But still, just, you know, that line, I keep going back to it this week because it just really shows how far this Falcons team has fallen really in, you know, very quick notice. Like, you know, what, it was just over a month ago, this team was winning on Monday Night Football against the Bills and
yeah.
at 3-2, and everyone had thought it was all on the up and up, as I did. And, you know, it's just fallen completely on its face since then.
You know, Sam, you listening, Joe? And now we're in the business, and we do it on the side. But this is a dude, you listen to him, he should be doing voiceover work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got that voice right there. Hey, listen, Joe, I don't know if you're doing it or not, but we're going to send you over to see Heidi and Mike or Bill Sell. Or Bill Sell.
In a former job, I used to hire voiceover people to do to do voiceovers for company I worked for.
Well, we got to get you guys, and we got to get you down in a certain kind of way. I'm not going to say it over the air so AI doesn't steal your stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So we got to get you set up. And by the way, I get no kickback from these people. Somebody said that to me, Sam. He said, we know why you mention these people, because they give you money on the way back. I was like, I wish they would.
Yeah, really.
I ain't getting nothing. Not one penny.
Nope.
What's it? I'm going to steal something from our buddy down from Chris D'Amino. I get a warm bucket of pride.
How about that?
Shout out to Chris. He uses that. I'm stealing that from Chris. Anyway, listen, Joe, he's on the pregame, the Wade Ford tailgate pregame with Andy Bunker.
Right.
That starts at 2 o'clock today. And, of course, Falcons in New Orleans start at 4:25. There you go, buddy.
All right.
Joe, if we don't talk
Thanks
to you
for
before,
me on, guys.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
but
man.
We're going to
yeah.
try and get you on either Thursday or Friday just to get your perspective and your thoughts on some stuff, because we just
Absolutely.
Like talking
we'll
to you.
Absolutely. We'll share notes at that point.
That's right. Business decisions. Start marking them down. Joe Patrick, thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on...
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off.
find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A Sunday morning, 23rd day of November. We are on a holiday week. We're getting things started for you. We're going to be back on Thursday and Friday. And again, next Sunday. But we come back from break with this song.
Yeah, it was sad news. Drummer, well, he played a lot of different instruments.
Really?
Jelly Bean Johnson, who was part of the band that Prince really put together the time, has passed away at the age of 69. They don't give a cause of death, but, you know, it was him, Morris
Day, Jerome, who looked just like Bo Jackson.
Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, they're all together. Flight Time.
There
yeah, that time, right? That Minneapolis sound, those guys that made so much amazing music right now. So that's one we lost. And another one from the athletic world, sports world, a guy I had a chance to get to know when he was playing collegiately, and that's Rodney Rogers. Mm-hmm. That passed away as well, 54 years old. I got to know Rodney when he was playing at Wake Forest basketball, and just, you know, guy that could just dominate a game. And came out of a really tough part of Durham, North Carolina. It was a housing project that was, you know, known for nothing good. He came out of that, and he made it the way Wake Forest, and Wake Forest was a perfect fit for him.
Right.
Small enrollment, small campus, family type, you know. And he always had a smile on his face. And I remember shooting.
That's kind of what I remember. Yeah, and then other team members talking about him.
Yeah.
Saying the same thing about
him. Oh, yeah. The smile on his face and just feel like he was just happy to be where he was. Mm-hmm. I remember doing a feature on him. And we went bowling with him. And he said, "Watch him, I'll go get this turkey." He watched me. Pow, pow, pow. It was great to see him do that and have the success. And the thing I had forgotten that you love to mention, the basketball team that beat the
Dream Team. He was a part of that team.
He was a part
That's all you
got
to say. That team.
Right?
Right? It's like, ain't the Washington Generals.
No.
This is a team that took down the team that's considered the greatest of all time.
Right. And he was a member of that basketball team that beat the Dream Team.
Yeah.
So, of course, the ATV accident.
Despite what Coach K says.
Yep.
Throwing the game.
But, sadly, the accident with the ATV left him paralyzed. And he did his rehab here, right up the road at the Shepherd Center here in Atlanta. So he spent an extensive time here doing his rehab. And he's passed away. So just some sad news there for people who follow basketball and follow Wake Forest and just follow his career, right?
I want to get that out there. Mm-hmm. You know how we say on there's a first day for everything, stuff that happened on this day? I did not even ever think about this. Today was the day of the first jukebox.
Where was this?
This was at a bar they called it a saloon in San Francisco.
How much did it cost?
They don't give price like that out.
They don't?
My thing is, how many records did they have when this thing was around? You know what I mean? So that happened on this day. But something that I bet you if I went fumbling through your bag right now, I could find one. But today was the day that the patent was given for the portable pencil eraser, a pencil sharpener.
I don't have one in my bag. I got a couple at home, though.
Okay, yeah. So these things happened on this day. This is people who aren't, and we are not of that age either, that remember what life was like in this country during the days following what happened. Let's see, this is yesterday, in 63. So we all know that, if you remember any kind of history, we lost, JFK was assassinated on the 22nd. Today would have been.
I remember that because 22nd is my father's birthday. So
Today was a day of mourning in this country, laid up by LBJ. And then he made it a national day of mourning on the 25th. Yeah. So anyway, just a little bit.
It was just nonstop for several days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I remember. Just
this
that,
is
that's all that was on any of the television channels. Just
all right.
Yeah, very, very, very sad time.
This is one of those where you go grab the grandparents and pull them aside and say, "Hey, were you around? Can you tell me what it was like when?" Because they're the ones with the stories. They'll tell you how they wheeled the TV into their classroom so them kids could watch the news. Those are the stories I heard.
Or if there was any type of special event that would come on.
Right.
Right.
They go down to the AV room and reel.
Because you only had three or four in the school.
In the whole school, that was it. They reel them up there. Anyway, what are you looking forward to today? I haven't even asked you. We've been talking about a number of things. This is what we do when we get in here. Other than Falcons and New Orleans, we know what we got there. But then again, it's a game we watch because of the rivalry. We're here in Atlanta, but we know that these teams are what they are this year. There's nothing really on the line other than pride, you know. And so the games, like, I'm looking forward to this game tonight.
You got to be looking forward to the game in Chicago today.
Well, yeah, that too.
It's going to be good. I mean, Aaron Rodgers back in Chicago. All right, talk about it.
Listen, I'm afraid to.
Why?
Because he's actually playing pretty good. He's turning things around. I don't want to jinx him.
Playing good.
No, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Ben Johnson's come down there, and he's actually got me thinking that this might be the year that Chicago and see a dude throw the ball for more than 2,000 yards.
Okay.
He might actually get close. You know, I don't know what he's going to do, but it's turning the corner. And you know how we talk about college programs, and they may feel a certain kind of way, but then you leave that season going into the next season saying, we got our quarterback. We got our guy. That's the first time I can confidently say that about the Bears and what happens with, you know, them moving forward. And that's all I can do. That's all I'm going to do, because it's a wait and see. You don't know what this guy is going to be like when whatever the next set of bright lights hit him. If it's the playoff, it's whatever it is. So again, I'm taking a cautious look. I'm very, very happy about this, but I don't know.
That was a good game. I mean, you know, the other 425 game is Eagles, Cowboys. You toss that one up and say how that one goes tonight. Bucks and Rams ought to be a good game.
Well, that's the one I was going to say, because what are we watching right now when you look at Matthew Stafford? Because, see, this is what's supposed to be going on with Aaron Rodgers, but it ain't. It's like the two opposites here. Hey, Aaron, you're supposed to be doing what I'm doing. And by the way, this is a dude who sat out every preseason game, if you remember. The conversation coming out of the Rams was, what's wrong with Matthew Stafford? They're not playing him. And now he goes out and plays at this crazy level. I won't say it's Brady-like when Brady was with Tampa Bay, but it's special.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I care about. I want to watch, you know, I like watching history. I like watching the uniqueness of those special kind of athletes, knucklehead or not. You know,
yeah.
I said, listen, if John Morant's coming to town, I want to see him. He ain't getting into a beef with Klay Thompson the other day. You hear about that?
Yeah, what's up with that?
They've been good. That goes, oh, here comes Noel.
Oh, I was just going to say, is all I know is that if we had a quarterback that set out the entire summer talking about his back hurt,
yeah,
and all of a sudden was playing like an MVP,
mm-hmm,
there would be uproar and outrage. That's all I'm saying. There would be fines, questions, who didn't talk to who didn't know what, why was they lying? Yeah, this would have went completely differently here in Atlanta.
Here.
I like how you worked that in there.
Here.
No, she's yeah, like, listen, I think we didn't have Noelle on enough. We had a four-hour show today, and it was like she was on less this show than if he was for the three-hour show.
We're going to make up for it later on in the week.
We're going to do that.
Yes,
do me a favor. Tell me. I got to tell two stories.
Two stories.
Not today. Coming up. Did you ever hear the Johnny Carson story about, you know, why he had to cancel a Tonight Show for a minute? Yeah.
No.
Mind me tell you this story.
Okay.
And, well, I'll just write these down. But that was one I was saving because I was bouncing around with Tracy showing some things to her on YouTube. You know how you get lost on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, now.
And it was something I had told her about and then showed her. I said, I got to tell Sam about this, but I'm going to wait. Because
you go down the YouTube rabbit hole.
Yes, you do. Well, again, if you cannot get in front of a TV, we have got NFL action for you. We got Falcons at New Orleans. The Wait For Tailgate Show gets started at 2 o'clock with Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick. And, of course, kick is at 4:25. If you're wondering about the Hawks, hey, what are you guys going to do with the Hawks, huh? Well, we're going to put them on V103. They're going to be down there versus Charlotte. Pre-tip at 5:30, tip at 6. And then tonight, Tampa Bay at the Rams. Tomorrow night, of course, Monday Night Football, we got it for you too, Carolina at San Francisco. For the rest of you, we want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. We'll be back with you on Thanksgiving morning and Black Friday of this week. We'll be back next Sunday, too. You got anything you want to say to the folks who are shut this down?
No, just be safe, and we'll talk to you Thursday morning.
What he just said. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.